When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host Elise, and here's what happened on April 9th. Robert E. Lee surrendered his 28,000 Confederate troops to Union General Ulysses S. Grant, effectively ending the American Civil War on this day in 1865. He sent a message to Grant announcing his willingness to surrender, and the two generals met in the parlor of the Wilmer McLean home in Virginia at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Characteristically, Grant arrived in his muddy field uniform, while Lee turned out in full dress attire, complete with sash and sword. The terms of their agreement were that all officers and men were to be pardoned and sent home with their private property. Officers could keep their sidearms, and Lee's starving men would be given Union rations. Surprising fact, Lee graduated second in his class from West Point and did not receive a single demerit during his 4 years at the academy. Also on this day in history, in 1939, singer Marian Anderson performed at the Lincoln Memorial. In 1969, the Chicago 8 pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy charges. And in 2005, Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles wed. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.